This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
I'm so excited. Buenos dias. You know what day it is.
Sure do know what day it is.
It's a Wednesday.
Women's Wednesday.
That's right, because October, if you didn't know this, is Women's Small Business Month. And so we've decided at KISS FM we're going to give away free advertising to five businesses in the area, women's small businesses, which you can try to go win at 1037kissfm.com. But when they told us that, I was like, oh, we're having local women-owned businesses on then. That's
There's no
it.
Way we're not. Of They're, course.
We're going to highlight some throughout the month. And we've so far talked to Batter and Mac.
Boom.
In Menominee Falls and Bayview. We've talked to Lemonade Lab, which is a lemonade food truck.
Lemonade Lab for Wonfo.
And today, joining us is another local small-owned women's business.
Dun, 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 dun.
Welcome to the show, Mikel. Did I say that right, Mikel?
Yes. Yes, you did. You Good morning.
Good morning. You own 41 Floral.
Yes.
Four, one,
yeah,
floral.
You got it right.
And
yeah.
It's a play off the 414, the area code of the mill,
yes,
man.
Yes, yes.
Yes, I found you. I was looking for women's small businesses, and I found you highlighted somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, look at her with the flower shop. And you were a female-owned business, a black female-owned business as well, and you're doing a great job. And when Batter and Matt came in, they were like, we work with her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
So much to break down here. Where do we start, DZ?
I'm going
to
start by saying I'm going to need one of them hoodies. Yeah, I
we
see
do
this,
have merch.
I see the swag. I need the merch. I need the merch. I need the merch. But no, Mikel, I guess my first question is, why flowers?
Yeah.
What's up with floral? You know, 41 Floral, I get the name, sells itself.
What
sold you on flowers?
So I got into floral arranging when I was in college, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I took a one credit class at UW-Milwaukee.
It's a class?
Yeah,
that's amazing.
There's a sport and rec class, intro to floral design.
Hmm.
So that's kind of how I got into it and fell in love with floral.
So wait, so you didn't even, did you go into that class thinking I want to get involved in this, or was it just, wow,
no.
I did
fun,
you
elective.
Were, you
yeah.
were exposed to it and went, wow, I actually really enjoy
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah. I needed like, you know, a few credits left to graduate, one of those type of situations.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, we were scrounging to grab them last few and thought, this sounds really dope.
Yeah, I did not expect that I would own a flower shop. But here we are. I absolutely love it. We've been in business for 4 years now.
Okay.
We started just before the pandemic.
That's so tough. But weddings never stop. Lucky
yes.
for you.
Yep. And, you know, during that time, people really were looking for just a source of joy.
Mm-hmm.
And flowers definitely fill that gap. So
I see your shop. Where is this down there on MLK Drive?
Yes. Yep. We are on King Drive. So we moved. We were off of Center and King Drive, and we moved a little bit further down. We're closer to like Pfizer Forum now too.
You're closer to downtown.
Yep,
yeah,
I see you.
Yeah,
not far from 6th Street now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So we love our new location. It's much larger. We've been able to really utilize it with different workshops.
Yeah.
We have a book club.
Wait, you have workshops? Like
yes.
I can come do a flower? Because I have been in my getting older age wanting to learn more about nature and flowers and trying to get grounded a little more as I get older.
The horticulturalist has come out a little bit
honestly,
in your life.
Like if you had asked me about flowers, I would have been like, what? I don't care. And now I'm like, oh, they're so pretty. Tell me what that is. It smells so good.
Yeah, yeah. So actually every Saturday we have a build your own bouquet bar. So it's from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m.
Love.
And you can,
every Saturday.
Every Saturday.
10 a.m. to what?
10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
That's a great activity.
Yeah. So you can come, you can build your own bouquet. All of the flowers are priced per stem. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of build it to whatever budget you want, mm-hmm. pick flowers that you'd like. During the local growing season, we have locally grown flowers, but cool. now yeah. that it's like
out of season,
colder,
yeah.
yeah. So,
well, if you're just tuning in and we're talking to Michael, she's the owner of 41 Floral, and you grew up in this city.
Yes, I did. 103.7.
Woo!
Kiss FM.
Yes.
Look at you.
Yes. Yes. I love you for that. Where yes. did you go to high school?
I went to Pius High School.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
The jingle is like iconic.
It's so. Embedded in your brain.
Yeah. Oh,
don't
yeah.
we know it?
My kids sing it too. They'll
yes.
go, Kiss FM.
Yes.
All right.
That's awesome.
All right. Now, evolution of business, mm-hmm. right? How has the learning curve been for you starting in the, you know, right before the pandemic? That's big, right? Yeah. Having to stay in business through the pandemic, even bigger. Mm-hmm. I know you went through a moment where really nobody was buying flowers like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
everybody was at home yeah. trying to grow their own flowers, if you will.
That's true, actually. Trying to get on your business.
For real, though. How'd you transcend through that? What kind of things did you guys do in those moments? You know, because that was a big growing and learning curve for a lot of people. As a yeah. new business, I can only imagine what you went through. How was that time, you know, pivotal?
How'd you persevere
going to that?
Through
how'd you persevere
it?
Through that? Thank
yeah,
you.
Definitely a big learning curve. You know, my background is not in business
right.
at all.
Mm.
So definitely had to learn some lessons.
That's got
to
be tough. Yeah.
But I had a really great support system, you know, friends
yeah.
and family. And then just like I said, during that time, I feel like people were really looking for a source of joy.
Yeah.
We offered a subscription service, so we would deliver flowers to people.
Aww, that's
nice. That's cool.
Yeah, since, you know, people couldn't really.
Gotta get innovative, cool. man. But right.
Michael's saying they had to get creative and
yeah.
figure out other ways to
make
serve.
It happen.
Yep.
Yeah, so that was one of the things that we offered mm-hmm. during the pandemic.
That's gotcha. Awesome. So we're talking to Michael. She owns 41 Floral. Is weddings your big money maker? Is that what you do the most?
Yes. So lots of weddings. Mm-hmm. We do offer like daily deliveries of mm-hmm. arrangements as well. You can
yeah.
come into our shop and pick up flowers too.
I'm going to come visit you on a Saturday with my boys
yes,
too. And
yeah.
we're going to come make a bouquet.
Yes, build your own bouquet.
That's a great activity. And now that it's becoming winter, mm-hmm. I actually want flowers in my house more to make me happy because I'm
yes.
sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's proven. It's proven
yeah.
that flowers, you know, bring mm-hmm. you joy.
Brighten your
happy.
Day.
Brighten your day.
I believe
yeah.
it.
Even in sad moments. I mean, think about funerals, right? Like you send an arrangement and it's, yeah, with some sadness attached to it, but it's meant to bring you up and uplift you.
Yeah.
Well, and then if somebody gives you flowers and they smell good, there's something about going up to them and you go, and you think about that person, whether it's a friend or a significant
that's
other,
fresh.
And you're like, oh, and you think about them.
Well, they bring yeah. oxygen to your environment,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? They're rejuvenating, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Look at us all in our fields today, are we?
Over 41 Floral and some flowers, baby.
It's Women's Small Business Month, every Wednesday highlighting a women's small business. Thank you so much for coming in, Michael.
For having me.
Is there
this
anyone you want to shout out that's been your support system that's helped you thrive and survive through the pandemic and be a learn how to be a floral shop owner?
Just my team, definitely. Yeah. They keep us going, family, friends,
yeah.
And the community. We would not be 41 Floral without 414.
Yeah. That part.
And they
yeah.
can find you on social media.
Yes.
I'm following you on Instagram.
Yes, at 41 Floral, mm-hmm. everything, Instagram,
okay.
TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Last question.
Yeah.
Favorite flower and why?
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, now I have more questions. Why
did
you have to go there?
You know, well,
that was a good one.
You know, well, you know, because you always say last question when it's definitely not.
It's definitely not. Yeah. What is it?
On or off air.
It's a tie. I will say, I think the most underrated flower is a carnation.
Why?
So
huh.
a lot of people hate on carnations.
They consider them like the cheaper
yes,
flower.
It's a sleeper,
well,
though.
That's not true. That's not
yeah.
true. They're so versatile. They're very hardy. They come in lots of different colors.
They last long, too.
They last a long time. So
wow.
Yeah. Don't sleep on carnations.
They're not cheaper. They're sleepers. Don't sleep on them.
That's a good one. What's your most sold flower?
Good question.
And what color roses are bought the most? Those are the two ones I really want to know.
Gotta be red.
Okay,
gotta be
so
red.
Is it red?
Or maybe
white? Maybe it is red.
At the shop, we're not like huge rose people.
Keep it real. Okay.
Okay.
You're not a fan.
We try to get people to like think outside of
So roses are out. We're not doing roses no more?
You know, roses are great, but you know, there's so many other flowers.
They're basic. I got you.
And
they're basic.
Like,
it's easy.
Predictable.
We like to look at flowers that are in season during that time. So there's so many beautiful things growing. Like we're coming out of local season, dahlias. That was like a big one this summer.
Well, I don't know what I have to Google, but see, I'm learning about flowers.
Dahlias are beautiful.
Dahlias, dahlia.
They're beautiful.
Am I going to know it if I see it?
You're going to be like, oh, yes, yeah, yeah.
You definitely will know.
Okay, well, with the season changing, what would be like a good autumn or winter flower for like the home or as a gift if roses are out? And fellas, fellas.
And then I have one final rose question, even though we hate roses. Go on.
We 4-1 floral over here. What up? Anti-rose gang. What up?
You know, there's more to life than like a dozen red roses and baby's breath. There's nothing wrong with that at all if that's what you like. But there's so many more beautiful flowers.
Oh, no. We like to talk trash. Know? You could keep it PG.
No.
You know, I got to.
Don't get me wrong. If I get red roses, I'm loving them.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
I'm still getting red roses, but now I know. Maybe not.
Yes.
Every time.
Yes.
Haven't we discussed on the show, though? This was my final question about what the rose colors mean. We've thought about this before. Mm-hmm. Red is love, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what is, because I thought pink was like. What is pink? Do you have a rundown of what these things mean?
I honestly know.
Oh, dang it.
I know.
Because I always thought white could be like death or happy.
No. Allie, Mikhail thinks she's slick. She's just setting us up so we go to the build your own bouquet on Saturday. She said, I don't know. You're just going to have to come in. I don't know. See you on Saturday, 10 a.m. Oh, crazy.
Fine. We'll come see you. Thank you for coming in.
Yes, thank you guys so much for having me.
Mikhail from 41 Floral. A local woman's own business. It's a mouthful, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we are giving away free advertising to women's small businesses this month. Even you can apply, Mike.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're highlighting businesses in the meantime. Go to 1037kissfm.com. Try to win that advertising, ladies.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.